I'm sorry. I was trying really hard to give you some space, but I just couldn't. Is it okay? I come and sit beside you. You don't have to talk to me. And I know you probably want to be alone, but I can't just go about my day knowing you're here all alone and upset. I understand if you want me to go away, though. I know sometimes you just want to let your emotions out in private. I'm sorry. Am I being annoying? I'm not trying to bother you, and I know you're really upset. But it's just so hard for me to not do anything. Alright, I'll take your silence as a please go away now. No? Well, what is it then? Why are you embarrassed? Is it because you were crying? Well, crying is nothing to be embarrassed about. People cry all the time, it's normal. It's like yawning. You wouldn't be embarrassed if I walked in on you yawning, would you? No, of course you wouldn't. Because everybody yawns, it's natural. You don't get to pick when you feel like yawning. It just happens. It's the same thing as crying. Can I please sit beside you? Thank you. Can I wipe your tears away? I know. I don't have to ask if I can touch you because we're dating. So it's implied that I can. But I'm still going to do it. I'm not going to just start touching you out of nowhere. So bizarre. Well, maybe it is just a mean thing. But I don't care. I'm okay with that. I know you think it's unnecessary. But how am I supposed to know if you want me to wipe your tears away if I don't ask? I'm not just going to start putting my hands all over your face out of nowhere. So weird. What? If you didn't like it? I don't care if I'm overthinking it. And it doesn't even matter anymore. Because you've spent so much time arguing with me about it. Now your tears are all dried up anyway. Oh. So do you want to tell me what's been bothering you? Mm-hmm. Oh. Mm-hmm. 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 Aww. Aww. Aww, I'm so sorry that happened to you. No wonder you were so upset. Honestly, I would have reacted the same way that you did. But now everything's resolved, right? Yeah, but it's still upsetting. Do you want a hug? Big hug. Big hug. Thank you for sharing all that with me. I love you, and I'm sorry that you've been going through so much lately. You can always confide in me, though. You know that. You don't have to. I'm never going to push you to talk about anything, but talking about what's bothering you usually helps. Or if you just want to sit around and wallow in your emotions without talking, I'll be there for you then, too. I'm always here for you, because I love you, and you never have to apologise for crying or being emotional, okay? Ever. You're allowed to have emotions, and you're allowed to be upset. I never think you're annoying or anything because of it, I promise. Plus, you always end up feeling all yucky and miserable when you're holding your emotions, so it's just better to just not do that. I know there's such a huge stigma around crying and being emotional. But really, there's nothing wrong with it at all. It doesn't make you weak. It shows that you're processing your emotions. And I think that's a good thing. Sure, it might not change the situation, but at least it helps you get some of your feelings out. Mm-hmm. When you're really upset, it's like you can't even think straight. And that's how I feel anyways. And after you've had a really good cry, it's like your brain just opens up and you can think so much more clearly. I'm right, aren't I? That's why you're smiling, but trying to hide it. Anyway, it's okay to cry. It doesn't matter if you think the situation is worth crying over or not. We're all different. So something that might make you cry might not make me cry, and that's okay. It doesn't mean that you're a baby for crying and I'm stronger than you because I'm not crying. However you feel is always valid. Always. I love you so much. What's that? Of course you can have another hug. I'm right here for you. Always. I love you so much. And your feelings are valid always, baby. Let me hug you tight. Oh, I love you so much.